Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
down a rainstorm, just trying to run away, watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. But welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend it's my unbirthday today. You have stumbled across ATOV Radio. It's a Wonderland production sponsored by AP Taylor Poetry Foundation. Proud to say, I'm Jay Hatter, your host this evening. Along with me is my little sister, my friend, Deborah Lee. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Hatter.
You feeling better? A little better?
I'm getting there. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Well, tonight, being my own birthday, Friday the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2023, why is it considered bad luck? We're going to go over some superstitions, where they come from. I think we did a show of this sort before, but I forgot. So we're going to do it again. Does anybody know if you step on a crack, does it really break your mother's back? Breaking a mirror? 7 years bad luck, where does that come from? We're going to investigate those kind of things tonight. But... wish me a happy unbirthday, Deb.
Happy unbirthday, Hatter.
So good of you to come.
I have quite a few relatives that were born on a Friday the 13th.
Oh, no kidding. So it's your family.
One thing.
You've been looking for you.
Brother.
Wow.
Today's his birthday, as a matter of fact.
That's eerie.
Today's his birthday, my baby brother.
Superstitions. Why do sports fans say they're not superstitious, but they go to their team's game, they do weird things, and they seem to think it works, I guess. Do you have any superstitions, Deborah?
No, no.
I wore the number 13 for years on my jersey. So I'm not superstitious, although I do believe in gut feeling. Something says, go home this way, do it. Famous last words, or I thought of not going this way. I wish I had.
A lot of things would be different if we paid more attention to our intuition. But I think that's very
important. I heard a statistic once that as a species, we are lucky. It's a fluke that we're even here, besides the biological, being that we as humans are 60% wrong on our first choices and 80% wrong on our second choices. So how in the hell did we survive? That's what I read. It's on the internet. Must be true. Friday the 13th. You know where that comes from, Deb. It's a biblical term. 13 attended the Last Supper. And the next day, Jesus was arrested and crucified. So it was began as 13. It was unlucky to have 13 people at a dinner table. And then it just became the number 13. And Jesus was crucified on a Friday, so Friday the 13th. It's odd. It's an odd thing, superstition. Let's see. I want to get into see what the sports fan article says. But the superstitious, that they said it's bad luck for members to leave during a game. Two-thirds of sports fans are superstitious when it comes to game day, according to a new research. I'd like to be on that research team. From wearing a specific jersey every time their team plays, 50% are superstitious, with some not washing it until the end of the season, 44%. Wow. To sitting in a specific spot, 42% is superstitious. Sports fans aren't willing to take any chances. A survey of 2,400 Americans who regularly watch or attend sporting events found 62% have even blamed themselves for their team's loss, as they weren't wearing the right shirt on that or had moved from their spot on the couch during the game. It was me. And these superstitions go on respondents themselves. 38% feel someone in their family is bad luck. And of those, 84% have asked them to leave the room when the game is on. Jesus. Commissioned by Sportsbook, and conducted by one poll, the survey found the stakes even higher as families gather for Thanksgiving. 8 in 10 respondents, 81%, said in tradition to watch or attend sporting events during Thanksgiving weekend, and the same number of sports said sports are more exciting when they experience them with other people. I don't know. Well, that's not. So. Tom Brady says Thanksgiving is the one meal when he says screw it to his infamous diet. Okay, back to it. Not only is it more exciting, but 71% also feel that the stakes of the game are higher when they're watching with friends and family members.
Interesting.
They go through. It is. It's. I thought they were going to at least say what they were. Well, they did. They wear the same jersey, same spot, same thing. I wouldn't want to be that guy that didn't wash his jersey till the end of the season. Played football with a guy that wouldn't wash his socks in summer sessions. And
ugh.
Coach made him complain. Coach made him.
That's gross.
It is, especially when you got to tackle him. You know, he didn't wash his jerseys a lot.
I like how that the insurance commercial picks on that. Patrick Mahomes gives his jersey to this little girl, and he says to the guy, "This is clean, right?" And the guy says, "Yeah." And he tells the insurance agent, "I never wash it. It's bad luck." And the little girl puts it up to her face and smells it and falls to the ground going, ugh.
I never knew what he said. That's funny then. I saw the little girl fall back.
He's just saying that he thinks it's bad luck to wash it, so he never washed it. And Patrick says, "Oh, this is clean, right?" He goes, "Yeah, it's fine." And he hands it to the little girl. And he says, "Oh, man. On me."
You know, he's surprisingly big. He's a big kid. You see his face and you don't think he's that big, but he's a pretty good sized boy. He's the one that saved my fantasy football. He was consistent all year long, except for the last week. But I squeaked by anyway. Superstitions. I don't know, the black cat thing. Or what are some of the other superstitions?
Walking under a ladder,
breaking a mirror. 7 years. Well, let's see what this says. Where do superstitions come from?
You know, I see a 11111 on Raconteur just might be here. Let me check that online. Hey, Rack, is that you?
Opening an umbrella in the house.
Ah, there you go. Another one.
Shoes on the bed.
I never heard that. Why is that? Do you know?
I heard shoes on the table, but not the bed. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think table and bed. Weirdness.
Is it? I thought maybe it was a deceased thing.
I think it's just a hygiene thing. Get your filthy shoes off my bed.
Maybe this will tell us this. Today is Friday the 13th, and tonight there will be a full moon. Both of these events are events that people generally consider bad luck. And their combination tonight will find many people on edge. But why? Where do superstitions come from? What is it about the number 13 that makes people nervous? Why do people, by and large, avoid opening umbrellas inside buildings? Superstitions are odd little collective beliefs that are often fractioned or rooted in traditions and beliefs that are so ancient that people may find them ridiculous today. Despite this, a lot of people will find themselves compelled to knock on wood when someone utters something that could be considered a jinx. And countless buildings still skip naming the 13th floor. How do superstitions affect our day-to-day life? Let's see.
Don't step on a crack.
Yeah, does it really break your mother's back? Okay, what do you say? In 2014, a study of 1,000 Americans, a data analytics firm found that only 15% of Americans consider themselves superstitious. I think a lot didn't admit it. But in the same study, 35% of people said they considered picking up a penny is good luck. Although many people believe in or follow superstitions, the origins of common superstitions are widely unknown. Okay. So we know the Friday the 13th, that's the biblical 13 people at the dinner table at the Last Supper, and the next day Jesus was arrested and crucified. It was on a Friday, and it eventually evolved into the number 13 on Friday. It was Friday the 13th. And then just the number 13. Spilling salt is bad luck. It's also linked to this biblical event, the Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. Judas has his elbow. Oh, I can't see it. Has his elbow on an upset container of salt. Wow, because Judas was the one who betrayed Jesus. People believe that the spilt salt is what invited the devil to whisper in his ear. Therefore, spilled salt represents an invitation for the devil to possess someone. Wow, I didn't know that.
I wondered about that. I thought it just meant company was coming.
Yeah.
If you didn't want a company, do it over your shoulder. But that was pretty fascinating.
They tied the vampire and silver to Judas too. They said that the vampires are silver kills them because the coins that Judas was paid in were melted down and made into a chalice. And I don't know. It's a whole big convoluted thing that they managed to tie it together in a neat little bundle. It was kind of interesting. The stake through the heart was the tree that Judas hung himself on, and then he was cursed to walk the earth or something. So that they were claiming that like Judas is the first vampire too.
Oh, really?
That's out there, yeah. I mean, you know, the internet, you know, believe everything you read on the internet, but you know, it's out there. That's one of the superstition. Well, I call it superstition, call it a misnomer or whatever you want to call it, but you know.
You know, if you look hard enough, you can find anything. Anything.
You really can. For everything someone says, you know, like the salt, you could find probably 25 things that contradict that too about the salt.
Could be.
That's crazy.
So many things that, like I said, like they said, are forgotten. They don't know where they come from. Other superstitions are less religious. For example, the idea of breaking a mirror will give you 7 years bad luck stems from the ancient idea that one's reflection was a representation of his or her soul. Therefore, breaking a mirror would theoretically shatter the soul into pieces. It would then take 7 years for the soul to fully recover. And that's the cycle of how long it takes for every cell in your body to replenish is 7 years. It doesn't say that here, but it's another.
I think it takes 7 years to find all the pieces in the mirror went. You'll be stepping on it for 7 years.
It says, although the exact origins of this myth are unknown, some trace it back to Roman society, which believed that human life renewed itself every 7 years. The idea of opening an umbrella indoors had bad luck and linked to ancient Egyptians who used papyrus?
That's paper, yeah.
Umbrellas to shade nobility from the sun because the umbrellas were made to mimic the goddess of the sky, shade from an umbrella was considered sacred. Therefore, any non-noble person who used an umbrella was offending the spirits. As time went by, that changes into superstitions that we have today, opening it indoors. Oh, okay. Somebody cheated on that one.
Walking under a ladder.
Yeah, walking under a ladder.
You get hit with that can of paint.
Let's see. A lot of superstitions come from dated beliefs. No one really thinks that they are blinding the devil by not throwing salt over their shoulder, calling on tree fairies when they knock on wood. In fact, most people probably have very little notion about where these superstitions originated. For a lot of people, these beliefs are probably rooted in habit rather than origin.
Did you ever hear the expression two on a match?
Three on a match? Yeah, that's a war term, nine yards, doing the whole nine yards.
Well, that's because, you know, by the third person, the sniper has time to zero in. The sniper sees the flare of the match, and then he can aim, you know, and by the time they get to the third person, he's got a target.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know where the no-hold nine yards comes from? That was the length of a fighter plane's gun belt.
Give him the whole nine yards.
Yep. I told my friend I had never broken a bone, and then less than 48 hours later, I broke my ankle. Then she better knock on wood. Yeah. And then there are, you know, certain facts that Hollywood made up, too. And I think one of the biggest ones is quicksand. Nobody's ever died in quicksand other than hypothermia or been stuck and some preyed on them. Nobody sank. You can only sink so far in quicksand. It's a Hollywood myth they made up.
Wow.
And I'm sure some of the superstitions have probably been twisted by books in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't go into any other ones. I thought it was going to go a whole list. There we go. Okay. Do you have any superstitions there, Rack?
Nah, just the common ones. I mean, I probably heard one or two obscure ones, but they're not floating to the top of my brain right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember a lot of things until the show comes on, and then I blank. blanks. But just roll with it.
One
cannot eat meat by putting his one foot over. One cannot eat meat by putting his one foot over another. It means disrespect to the table. And it's considered as a sign of famine.
Crushing your legs.
A mirror which is broken may bring bad luck, it is said. A house where a mirror was broken cannot get wealth for a period of 7 years. The house. So it jinxes the house. Oh, wow. Okay. 13th day of the month is considered an ill omen. Nothing is done on this day. 13th day of every month. Wow. One cannot pass in front of a car. It is considered as ill omen that a rabbit may pass in front of a car. So speed up. to put on trousers by standing up is a sign of for poverty.
Wow.
Milk cannot be given to nobody in the darkness of night. It is said that it is given them cow does not produce milk anymore. Or if you do, it said that if it is given, then the cow will not can't drink milk at night. Whenever quince, that's a fruit, is abundant, yep. It is said that winter will pass heavy. Heavy winter. Huh. Any child who plays with fine... Any child who plays with fire makes his wet his or her bed. Any child who plays with fire makes wet his or her bed. It is considered as the sign of dead. When an owl sings at eaves of a house. Well, they got the this is all misspelled. Okay.
The Indians believe an owl comes to you to warn of the coming of the dead. Somebody's going to die. I think that's an Indian tradition when I see the owl.
Who? Okay. Yeah. It said that if you say something 40 times, it is achieved. Have you ever said anything 40 times?
Not in a row.
We wonder why there's no miracles anymore. Nobody says it 40 times. Give up about 20.
Christ, you only have to say Candyman 3 times.
You know, what is... Everybody, every adult should try this at your own leisure. But take the time, stare into your own eyes in a mirror. They say for 6 minutes, which is a long time. Do it for 3 minutes. Do it for 3 minutes, half that. Just don't think about what's gonna happen. You know, you just do it. Find yourself in the mirror and sit and stare at your, and don't waver. Stare into your eyes. Come back and report.
I saw nothing.
Most people cannot do it. I think it's because the only time that you will reflect your own shortcomings, your failures, and your faults. That's what you're gonna see. And the older we get, the more in denial we are and comfortable with it.
I don't know. I've seen women staring into the mirror for like 20 minutes at a time doing their hair in the morning.
But they're not staring into their eyes. They're looking at their hair. They're looking at what their makeup is going on. They're not staring into their soul. No. I've done it. It's very uncomfortable, a little uncomfortable, I must say. But it's a good test for your own. You wonder who you are. Go ask yourself in the mirror. Yeah, I'm serious. Try it. Just try it. Let's see. It is improper to call someone a pig. Whoever says such word, it is believed, has no appetite for 40 days. Wow. If a crow flies around the house, it's not considered as good luck. So it's bad luck to have a crow fly around your house. Inside, I guess. Around a house. Maybe it's just outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
One should not set out at the time of Friday praying. Laundry is not done on Saturdays and Tuesdays. It's bad luck. It doesn't say why. The child cannot be left alone. If it becomes necessary, then a broom is put beside the child. I don't get that one either. A broom.
Not a clue.
A laundry vessel is not
blooming.
I didn't hear what you said, Deb. You broke.
I said Stephen King has a book called The Gloaming, so obviously it's pretty bad.
The glow ring?
No, no, the gloaming.
Oh, glowing.
G-L-O-A-M-ing, gloaming.
Glomming, glomming. Like when you glom something, you grab all of it.
What are you talking about?
Well, time of day when it's becoming dark, but it's not yet fully dark, is also the gloaming time, the gloaming power.
The magic hour. That's where the doorway opens between now and the afterlife.
Ah.
That's when you see all the crows flying with souls to lead them to their final.
Yeah, I think glom doesn't have A in it. You're right. Glomming, gloaming. That's interesting. I got a new word.
Well,
that's always awesome.
Some of these are just religious. It is considered improper to make visits at night for a woman giving birth to a child. Yeah. Hey, let's go over there. Let's go over to Marge's house. She's having a baby.
I hear she's about ready to birth.
It is believed that anybody who finds a clover with four leaves will bring back them or her four-leaf clover.
Now, what about the rabbit's foot?
Yeah, it wasn't lucky for the rabbit, was it?
Yeah, that's always the answer, isn't it?
It is considered that when a dog howls during Ezan, it's herald of death. It's calling out death. I don't know what Ezan is.
It's probably 10 minutes after Gloam.
Let's see. Fingernails and toenails are not to be cut together. If so, it is believed that person would face the one sorrowful act and one joyful event. Where did they come up with these? I never heard any of these. Scissors cannot be passed from hand to hand because scissor is considered an enemy. So when I say that don't run with scissors, they're saying like don't run with the gangs. The first haircut for a boy is put in a pocket of the father, believing that it will increase fortune. Whoever wrote this doesn't speak.
Well, whoever translated it.
Yeah, nails cannot be cut at night. One should not look at mirror at night. Don't look at the mirror at night. Nothing to see. It's like they put the big mirrors out in the wild, and they have wild animals to see their reflection for the first time.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty funny, and some of them, they did this to, I don't know if it was a male chimpanzee or it was a gorilla. That gorilla just tore into it. And it's a reflective, bendable metal. It's not actual mirror glass.
Yeah. Most animals don't recognize themselves in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, they don't. Gum is not chewed at night. Whoever chews gum at night will eat flesh of dead bodies. What? Okay.
I do not.
Take a spider at night is considered a sin. Damn. Okay, these are getting weird. Goes on and on and on. excuse me. Yeah, I think this is these are Jewish or Islam or something. I'm not sure. But there is a whole list. It goes on and on and on.
There's a lot of one. There's a lot about
milk
and things like that.
Religion is Turkey. I don't know. You know, I found a reference to Turkey, so I think this is Turkish, all these.
Right.
If you kiss a baby's foot, on the bottom of his foot is believed to he'll walk early. When kissed on the lips early, he'll speak early. When kissed on back of the neck, he'll be obstinate.
And I could tell you an old Italian superstition: if you wipe your kid's face with a wet diaper, a pee diaper, they won't get acne.
Ew.
Yeah. Thank you. They believe that. That was an old Italian thing.
I remember some old baseball players or young baseball players back then saying that the old guys would soak their hands in their own urine because it toughens them up. Toughens the skin up or something. He's got to be kidding me. I think that's about all I'm going to read because, man.
Yeah.
Just yeah, it does.
If you read too many superstitions on Friday the 13th, you have bad luck.
if you live in Turkey, how do you learn all these? I'm talking, there are hundreds of these.
Oh. You're just supposed to sit in the corner and not move. But you can't face east because that'll be bad luck.
Yeah, it's the Republic of Turkey, Ministry of Culture. That was the superstitions of Turkey. I could read the heading. That one might be better, huh?
I just skip to the meat of it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. It's 2042. Which means it's 10:42. Your time. Now, what time is it? 11. What time is
11:42 Eastern.
10:42. Okay. But I know you're not feeling well, Deb. We'll play a song. Reminisce.
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Very superstitious. Right.
I don't know if I have that. Well, what do you know?
by Superstitious Stevie Wonder. Oh, am I still muted? No, I'm unmuted. Well, that's going to wrap up another Friday the 13th, huh? Another unbirthday. Rock Tour, thank you for showing up. Appreciate it.
Happy unbirthday.
Deborah Lee, it's always a pleasure spending the evening with you. Everybody. Yeah, I want to thank the Academy and all my friends. Oh, come on. Let's see. Okay, tomorrow we have AP Taylor, myself, and Deb. Huh? What?
We'll have to double check that because AP's in the hospital.
Oh, that's right. AP, get well, man. We'll be checking on you tomorrow. Hope it all goes well. How's your daughter, Deb?
She hasn't had any more seizures, and we're waiting for the results from her MRI.
Okay. We'll say a prayer for her and hope everything works out. She was getting over COVID, right? For the last couple
first
weeks.
First COVID, then the flu, then tonsillitis, and then bang, 3 seizures in one day.
Wow.
Never felt before in her life.
Well, hopefully it's just a one-time event and just everything overwhelmed her. Seizures are a form of your body defense, believe it or not. You're in crisis. Not a good thing, but I can't remember why your body does that in certain circumstances.
Reboot.
So tomorrow I'll talk to Deb. We'll talk and see what's going to happen. See how AP's doing. Yeah, how's 23 going? 2023.
Pretty eventful.
Much, huh? Yeah. Well, on the lighter side, I should be in Australia by May 1st, 2023.
Be exciting, huh?
It is.
I certainly be looking forward to a trip like that. That sounds amazing. Not only get to meet AP, but you know the scenery and everything of Australia.
Oh yeah, I guess AP's got a whole itinerary mapped out. Can show me the country.
Also, it'll be cool to do shows on Saturdays when you're both in the same room.
Yeah, and I'll be early. It'll be late morning tomorrow.
Well, depending on what type of, let me see. I don't think if we sprang forward by then at 10 o'clock here, it'll be 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day there.
I'm going to, I'll call you, and I will get the lotto numbers for tomorrow.
All right.
Cool.
Well, anybody want to say anything before we sign off?
I tell you a quick joke if you want. Preachers in front of a church preaching fire and brimstone. In the middle of the sermon, the doors burst open in the back of the church, and in walks the devil himself. And, you know, the preacher faints dead away, and everyone's, like, trying to get out of the church, knocking each other over, running and screaming and going crazy, except this one old man. The devil walks right up the middle aisle, and, you know, everyone's, like, you know, just clamoring to get out, looks the man right in the eye and says, "Do you know who I am?" The old man looks him in the eye and says, "Yep, been married to your sister near 40 years now."
Don't make me laugh.
You don't scare me.
I like that one. I hadn't heard that before.
That's pretty funny.
On Monday, the I have an artist with some really awesome art, and then there are 10 choices of quotes from poems by Titus Llewellyn. So I'm looking forward to see what his words inspire in everyone. And then
and
on Tuesday, my suite is going to start tackling the comedians from Saturday Night Live.
She went back to Thursday.
Well, huh?
We need more cowbell.
She's not doing it on Tuesday.
Did I say Saturday?
You said Tuesday.
She's doing it Thursday.
But Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. It's Thursday night. She's going to start the Saturday Night Live collection. I'm just trying to
Bill Murray, Adam Sandler.
Sky doing Tuesday?
Sky starting next month.
Okay.
She couldn't pull it together for this month, but she is coming back starting in February. The next Tuesday show for us is Raconteur on the 31st. So Monday, like I said, it's art and Titus quotes. And according to my calendar, it says that the 18th is a Hatter's Jukebox. Wednesday.
The 18th. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Music. Yeah.
And I will be scheduling a date. I don't have one yet. I just finished getting the blessing from Wolf Spirit's wife for us to go ahead and do a show. So we will have a tribute to Wolf Spirit. I will announce the date as soon as we firm it up.
Okay. You know, one thing about when poets leave us, they do leave all their writings behind for us to enjoy.
Yeah, legacy.
Yeah.
I was just thinking when her and I were talking about the show yesterday that the one thing you could count on at least once, if not more times, during any episode that he was hosting was for him to break out into song, singing one thing or another. Things would just trigger him, and he would just start singing.
He was a character. I loved talking music with him.
Yeah, I like listening to the two of you go back and forth with your conversations.
Well,
about
I've never
the
met him.
Bands.
He's the only guy I ever
met. Favorite parts of things favorite poems of his. Any way people can think of to celebrate him.
You know, we should think about the poets that are no longer with us. We should maybe tribute a night to them. Bill and Knight. But our anniversary will be coming up in March.
Yeah. Number 4.
Number 4. Wow. Time flies. All right. Let's play that Elton John and what's his name?
George
Michael's.
Michael.
Yeah, that's well done.
Okay, love and respect, guys. Here comes Elton John, George Michael singing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
Everyone, love and respect.